is a well-known brosha. I first heard it from Rav Sholem Gold, who used to be a rabbi in Toronto, and a rabbi in West Hempstead. But others have it as well. That when Elkanah and Chana daven for shul, that was the tefillah. She obviously had davened many, many years for her baby. So what happened that one Rosh Hashanah, the tefillah was answered. So many point out that right before she davened, and that became the set of all our davening, we davened the way Chana davened. We davened the Shulish Men Esrei because Chana davened in that fashion. So right before that happened, Elkanah says to his wife, what are you so upset about? Hello, Tova, Nimi, Esar, Measar, but am I not as good as ten sons? So the Darshanim point out that at that point, Chana felt very, very much alone. When a person feels alone, that's when they are able to daven the best, when they understand that Ein Lono Lishon Elav Nishav Shemayim. But there's a very important akuda in that, and that is that akuda, aside from the akuda of tefillah, the akuda of husband and wife, that what made Chana feel alone is that Elkanah didn't get to where her tzar was coming from. And then there's another level to understand, and that is the separate idea that Elkanah said, if you're missing something, I can take care of it. And that's not what Chana wanted to hear. Chana does not want to hear that. Again, there's two levels. One is that the one that we get the idea that the pain of not having a child cannot be replaced by anything, right? But there's another horror, and that is that when Elkanah said to Chana, if there's a problem, we can take care of the problem. Children do something for you. I can do what 10 kids can do. So that points to a very important distinction between men and women in general. Not women, I'm not saying all women are like this, and not all men are like this. And you find that in time whether you're part of the generalization or not. But generally speaking, the first thing that women want to hear when they have a problem is not a solution to the problem. The first thing they want to hear is empathy about the problem. And very often, men and women miss each other, husbands and wives miss each other. Because what a man wants when he has a problem is how do I solve the problem. Empathy is not so important, not that point. And these two orientations are very, very important to appreciate. This idea was very, very well developed in the famous book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, by John Garay. This is one of the Yesodos that he has in that book. And it's a very important Yesod. You have to understand. If a woman loses something, she lost her wallet, she lost her phone, all right? So the initial reaction is, well, let's figure out where it could be. Initial reaction is, where were you last? Did you look for it? List all the 10 places you look for it. So of course, you want to first make sure that's really lost. You want to first make sure with one or two sentences, did you look for it? Did you spend time looking for it? All right. So obviously I looked for it. I didn't look for it. The next thing she wants to do is not, she doesn't want to find it. Next thing she wants to hear from her husband is, it must be very, very aggravating on the phone. How can you last a whole day on the phone? You must have be missing messages. You must, for a man, it's like driving the knife in the wound. Right? For a woman, that shows that you really get what's bothering her. For a man, that's a Beatles matter. I don't need to empathize when I need to find my phone. Right? I have to figure this out. And the first reaction a woman wants to hear is that you understand what's bothering her. So that's a very important yesod, that both for husbands and wives. The husbands, when they approach a problem, they're only really focused on solving the problem. Again, it's generalizations. And women, the initial reaction is, and the more important reaction is the empathy that that something's bothering them, and they want somebody to know something's bothering them. And this, again, once one appreciates this, these two mahalchim, so then that will ease up a lot of the points of frustration sometimes. until the husband appreciates that. And one has to appreciate further in a deeper way that is a real source of help. In other words, in a man's way of thinking is, this is just treading water. No. In terms of what a woman needs and what she wants to hear and what will make her feel better, she'll feel much more, she will feel much better that her husband understands that she's aggravated and upset and is bothering her, and that will be a much more important source of aid for her than if her husband is trying to help her find the phone. If he finds the phone, maybe it'll be different, I don't know. But I'm saying trying to find the phone. Right, so that's it. And meidach the way around. Men have no use for empathy in the phone. A little bit, maybe, but not much. Right? But let's try to figure out what we can find. So those are, this could be, this could be what Chazal said when they said Noshim Dat and Kalos. Why, when it comes to learning, the avoda of men isn't learning, and the avoda of women is not learning. The avoda of women isn't raising children, maybe tefillah, davening. Because the avoda of learning is trying to figure things out, trying to solve things. And how to figure out the toast, figure out the rambam, figure out the cash, the terrace. And the avoda for women is not, that's not the what gives them great sipuk nefesh for keret. So great sipuk nefesh is being able to empathize and finding empathy. And that is, I think, what Pinkus points out, a similar lashon. That's why the avoda of women is centered on tefillah. Rachman Aliba boy. The next level of this understanding is that very often, since when a man has an issue, he wants to focus and solve the issue, so he needs to put all of his attention into something to try to figure it out. That's what John Gray calls men going to the cave. You know, they separate themselves, right? Because they have an issue. It could be an issue at work, it could be an issue that's figuring out some issue in some decision a person has to make. It could be something in one's learning. So the way that one's going to resolve that issue is by focusing and trying to weigh out the pros, the cons, map out the different kinds of way. It requires focus and attention. It requires removing oneself. So that is the source of great frustration for a woman. For a man to, he calls it, goes into the cave, so she feels alone, she feels left out of the situation. So that's also, I often point this out to Chassanim in the context of the Harchokos. Very often, a man out of Erlachkeit says, I have so many Harchokos, I have to be nervous about passing, and nervous about eating from the same plate, and nervous about sitting on the same bench. Just also, that's the best thing is just, and then obviously, if you're nervous about her urim and about the rechiba and so on. So, the best thing is to a little bit separation, a little bit to move oneself away, a little bit of my own. So, that is for Karen. That is creating more tsar for one's wife. But it's necessary. Chazal gave us the whole seven good sadihei of our chakras. Chazal knew men and women. They knew these hachagas will work. It's a very, very significant regimen of behaviors. There could be individuals who still have Urim and may have to have more hachagas. But for most of Klal Yisrael, Chazal gave us the care of the overwhelming majority of Klal Yisrael. So it's a source of greater aggravation, frustration for husband to distance himself. So in these kinds of situations, the husband has to be aware that and talk with his wife. Explain to his wife, he needs a little bit of time to focus, and then and by engaging one's wife and discussing, someone will find that one will be able to figure things out, just like when you discuss something. Daiga b'lev ish yisichenu l'acherim. So a person has a concern, he'll be able to figure things out better. He'll have greater clarity. And then, when his wife sees that she's part of the process, right, and if he needs more time to focus, she'll find things to do for herself. That's what is often discussed. I think Rav Goldbach often discusses this about the koach hashmiya, that one of the great kochos that a person has to develop in all of life, and particularly in marriage, is to be able to hear. To hear what a wife really wants to hear. So that's the soul number one. She really wants to hear. The empathy is much more, so you'll see, you'll experiment, you'll see it, that it's, again, for most women, after one has expressed empathy and concern, so then one can then try to solve the issue. And meidach, to allow one's wife into one's life. Right? So sometimes we think, how could that be? Hopefully our minds are in sugyas. So afal pi kein, first of all, halavai, our minds would always be in sugyas. Some of the other things also. So there are many things. Or sometimes it's very important for one's wife to appreciate the passion with which one is trying to figure something out. Right? This person is, when his mind's concerned about trying to work out and remember a shir, work out a shir, solve a problem, right? So you're not going to be able to open up the diyuk in the Rambam that's bothering you, the issue in the Tosfos that you have to work on. But the idea that this is on your mind, is bothering you, is something you have to figure out, to spend time on. So that is what creates a greater sense of chibur Torah in the home. There's another, in the next shlab of this we'll get to, is that there are, that one has to listen very carefully to the way that one's wife expresses her empathy and her love, because that's the way that she wants you to express it as well. But that we can do it another time. If there are issues that you want to think about together, so please mention to Yechiel, and then going forward we can be maybe more focused on certain things. Okay, thank you very much.